Hi, I'm Mike Gasowitz, CEO of Tricert Financial Group. Welcome to another episode of In Focus. Today, we're going to talk about financial planning. We already had one episode on that where we talked about, you know, do I need a financial plan? This is the second in the series. We promised we talk about tax plans versus financial plans to compare and contrast the two. Joining me again today is Gord Hardy, head of our financial planning team. Welcome, Gord.
Thanks, Mike. Glad to be here.
Good to have you on. So let's start with, again, high level definition of each. A tax plan. How would you describe a typical tax plan?
Well, it depends on your situation, of course. But if you're working with an accountant, there will be some type of plan set up that will focus on year to year minimizing the amount of income taxes that are payable for your situation. It can be as straightforward as I'm a salaried employee. How much do I contribute to my RSP every year? It could be as complex as I'm a business owner. I've got multiple corporations. I need to figure out how I'm going to both draw my income on a regular basis and minimize the taxation for my companies, both now and in the future.
And one thing to point out is that, you know, CPAs, like all people, are different, and they may have, you know, the definition of a tax plan. And I know through my travels, and I'm sure you as well, Gord, you know, some CPAs may not even have a, call it a written document when it comes to a tax plan. They'll have it, you know, I've had some say, well, I keep it in my head and I continually communicate it. Others do more formally document. Is that, you find that the case as well?
Absolutely. We could probably poll 100 accountants and get a different definition from each and every one of them. Because like everybody else, you kind of craft things after the way that you feel is going to work best in your business.
Right. So let's bring it over to a financial plan. I mean, we talked about, like I said, we talked about this in the last episode, but briefly, what's called the definition of a financial plan?
Financial plan is a comprehensive document that takes what you want to accomplish, your financial reality, and shows you going forward how you're going to be able to achieve those goals, if you're going to be able to achieve those goals, and how best to make sure that you're able to achieve both your short and your long-term goals.
Good succinct definition. So I feel like I'm back in high school English, compare and contrast. So, yeah, let's start there.
Okay.
How would you contrast them, compare them?
Well, one, in my mind, the tax plan is something that will probably get reviewed by your accountant on an annual basis. On two fronts, really. It could be changed on an annual basis because of a change in your situation. So say I had an increased salary. I'm now in a different tax bracket. Does that affect how much I should put away in my RSPs? From a business owner standpoint, it could be, we've had a change to our lifestyle. How do I change the mix of how I draw my income each and every year? The other side of it is maybe the government changes the rules. So there are new CRA rules, different tax regimes that come into play, rules get replaced. So it's possible that there's some outside influence that's going to make the tax plan change. The financial plan, really, I equate it more to it's the rubber meeting the road. It's actually, in reality, here's what I've got coming in. Here are my goals, what I'm trying to accomplish, what I need to live. What does that look like both now and in the future as I balance spending versus saving?
Good comparison between the two. So talk to me how they work together. Do, you know, to what extent does one feed the other?
I think it's really hugely important. And you know, in our experience, it really starts with the client. In a lot of cases, we'll sit down in a meeting when we start a financial plan. The accountant may be there to talk about the tax plan in front of the client, so we get the information that we need. And in a lot of cases, as soon as the accountant leaves the room, the first question the client has is, can you explain the tax plan to me? Because it's something that they're not dealing with on a day-to-day basis. They've hired a professional, so they tend to sit back and go, the professional knows what they're doing. But when it comes down to understanding or bridging the, what does the tax plan say versus how am I going to be able to financially live my life and achieve my goals, there's a bit of a disconnect at times. So the technical side, you know, but how am I going to get my income every year, both now and retirement? How do I save? Where do I save? When do I save? And it really allows almost like an organic or symbiotic relationship between the tax plan and the financial plan, because tax plan feeds what your situation looks like today, but your goals and objectives may feed back to the tax plan to require changes as your goals change over time.
I think that's an important point. I think we've highlighted that in the past to folks on the show, but for sure, we see that one definitely impacts the other, and it can almost be an iterative approach to it. I guess if you think of the chicken and the egg issue, where should someone start? Do they first start with the tax plan and then go to the financial plan? Is there a chicken and egg here?
We've seen it happen both ways. Sometimes we'll sit down with a client who's already got a tax plan in place, and then we'll go through the planning process. Sometimes, and this is whether a tax plan is being established or whether it's already in existence, the financial plan may uncover items that nobody was really aware of that may require the tax plan to be either greatly changed or at least tweaked to make sure that what the client wants to do is going to work from a tax standpoint. The tax side, you know, is kind of an exercise in what we know today. The Tax Act is very hard and fast. There aren't a lot of ways to get around the rules, but the financial plan, what you want to accomplish over a 30, 40 year period is very esoteric, and it's going to be very fluid over time. So, you know, the tax plan, we can look at the hard and fast numbers of what the rules are every year. But on the financial planning side, we're making assumptions based on what we know today. So it really can change from year to year. I'll give you a great example. We were working with a client. Part of the planning was they were going to buy a cottage in 5 years. We came back after a few weeks of the initial discovery meeting, sat down with the client, and the first thing they said was, oh, we bought a cottage. So now all of a sudden, we had to go back to the tax plan, figure out how the cottage purchase was going to be funded when it closed. And not only did that change the tax plan, it also changed the financial plan, because the goal had been for it to happen in 5 years, not 3 weeks after we started the financial plan.
Great example of the two. Anything else you want to bring up in terms of the two and how they work together?
I think the big thing I want to reinforce is the fact that a tax plan is not the financial plan. The financial plan is not the tax plan. You need both. And while it can be done in isolation, if it's working the two plans together so that you do have that iterative process, then that's where you're going to hit the sweet spot and really get the integration between the financial plan and working with your accountant on the tax plan, which can then drive what the portfolio manager needs to do to manage your money effectively to bridge both tax efficiency and achieving your goals safely.
That is, it's almost like we planned that, but oddly enough, we didn't. I mean, that is the tri-cert architecture right there. Having the CPA at the table with the financial planner, with the investment, the portfolio manager. But yeah, you just nailed it. That was an excellent summary. And we didn't even plan that, folks. But it really does underscore the need for both of them and the fact that it is iterative and the fact that it is dynamic. Gord, thanks for this.
Thanks, Mike.
Folks, as always, if you have any questions, don't hesitate to reach out to your financial advisor, your Tri-Cert Investment Counsel portfolio manager, or don't hesitate to reach out to myself. Take care.